B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
You're going to have family members posted on your homepage and then to say something like that, it's off-putting and it's no place for it.
Yeah. So
that's my two cents.
I appreciate the input, Rod. Thanks, man. And I appreciate you being a Charter Chapter member and posting on there as well.
All right, you guys be good, and I look forward to seeing you on FanFest.
Yeah, man, we'll see you in a couple weeks, brother.
All right,
It's coming, Kyle. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. It's FanFest around the corner.
I really can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great day. I mean, so many great appearances, and there's going to be a lot to do there. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Let's go to West Philly, another Charter Chapter member. Carlton checking in. What's up, Carlton?
Hey, what's going on, boss? How you doing?
Great.
I just want to say I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
And I appreciate y'all. Y'all real good at what y'all do. And I just want to talk about the Eagles a little bit.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to talk about, like, I'm real excited about this team this year. Like, I'm more excited about this year than I've ever been excited about any other year. I can remember, like, just being so stressed out about the Eagles all my life. I'm 32 years old, and I can remember, like, being in Afghanistan and then watching, like, the worst Eagles game I ever watched in my life with my dad. And I believe they were playing the Cardinals. It was a game before the Super Bowl. And, like, people were looking at me like I was crazy. And I was throwing chairs and everything. And we just been through so much as a team. And I'm just real excited for this year. You understand?
Well, yeah, you're pumped up, man. I am, too. Like, I'm so excited about what's to come and how it's going to play out this season, what the storyline's going to be. Is there going to be, you know, one of those moments or circumstance that dictates, hey, we're the underdog again? Will that you know, narrative creep back in? It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I can't wait to just go through it week by week, and I want to enjoy it week by week, not just kind of wish it away just to get me to the playoffs.
Right, and it's a lot of people saying, you know, I hear a lot, oh, Wentz getting hurt, we're done. And I'm thinking, like, if any starting quarterback get hurt, any team in the league, they're done. So, like,
yeah, for the most part, except for the fact that in 2017 they overcame it, but
right. It's just they always got something to say. I just think this year, I'm more excited about this year than the year we won the Super Bowl. The year, you know, I wasn't really, as we was going, I was getting excited, but it's just been a stressful 32 years for me being an Eagles fan. I'm just real excited about this year.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I didn't expect what happened in 2017 to happen. And when it did, it was great because it was unexpected. So that added another element to it. But you're right. Like, this year you're going in and you're feeling the excitement going in. It's awesome.
Right, definitely. And I'm definitely trying to go to FanFest.
You trying to come to FanFest? You want to hang with AI and Deshaun and Tobias?
You know, definitely. I'm a guard. I'm a basketball guard. So, you know, AI, that's your
boy. Definitely. All right, we'll get you in, man. We're going to put you on hold. We'll get you a pair of tickets.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, man. There he is, Carlton, going to FanFest.
So I know we've kind of gone away a little bit from the Charlie Manuel conversation because we had Derek Gunn on at 11:30, so we got into some Eagles stuff, and you got the issues with the Facebook page. But I just saw something interesting from Matt Gelb, and he put up a story around 8:30 this morning regarding the change. Now, before I read you his tweet, I want to play Matt Klentak one more time because, remember, Matt Klentak said this was a joint decision.
Yep.
Take a listen to Matt Klentak from the press conference, and I'm going to read you what Matt Gelb said.
All right.
Look, anytime we make a big organizational decision, we're very collaborative about that. So John definitely was aware of this, involved in this, as he has been for a lot of decisions we've made. Andy McPhail as well. But, you know, when we make big decisions, they are done with a, you know, collaborative approach and a kind of a united front. So John was involved.
So this from Matt Gelb, 8:30 this morning.
Okay.
2 weekends ago, when the Phillies stranded 15 runners in a 15-inning loss, remember that was the game where they punted and had Roman Quinn pitch against the White Sox. Who was John Middleton watching that game with?
Charlie Manuel.
And now Manuel is the hitting coach. They stranded 15 runners on base that day. And I remember, like, JT Realmuto stranded 7, Harper stranded 5, Hoskins. It was the middle of your order that stranded all the runners.
Yeah.
The guys that are supposed to be driving in runs.
That's kind of like DeMarco Murray sitting on the seat next to Jeff Lurie on the plane.
And then not too long after, Chip's gone.
Yeah, and you start to drop some stuff in his ear. you plant some seeds and look what happens. This is a Middleton production. There's no doubt.
I get why Matt Klentak has to say those things, but we can all read between the lines. We played the audio from Jason Stark earlier. He says his belief is that it wasn't really that much of a collaborative decision. I said it yesterday. I don't think it was a Matt Klentak decision because Klentak actually appointed John Mailey to be the hitting coach. He picked him out like he picked out Gabe Kapler. So when I see this tweet from Matt Gelb, I go, okay. The two of them, Middleton and Charlie, were watching that 15-inning debacle together. Mm-hmm. That might be why Charlie's back in this position.
Very interesting. Karate Mark from the Northeast is on the phone. Cam!
Hey, Jason, why don't you meet me at the Monkey Bars at 3:30?
I'm going to give you an atomic wedgie. What a joke, right?
Seriously, there's so much negativity on social media. You come up with something that's positive. Get his ass out of here, seriously. Andrew, I got a question for you. Last night I tweeted you, why did we bring Charlie Manuel in? Mm-hmm. And I do think you just kind of answered it perfectly. At first I thought, are they bringing this in to hide the fact of how bad the team is and get a couple people to get goo-goo-eyes? Oh, Charlie's back. But I think what you just said and what you said throughout the show today, I believe this is coming from ownership. That little gem you just dropped right there, them two sitting next to each other in the stands.
Yeah.
This is coming from the upstairs, man.
Is this truly to shake up the management of this team and just to straighten out? Because I don't think they're pulling the wool over our eyes.
I think this was a message being sent. I know Klentak said that there was no messages being sent with this move, but there was a clear message. It was a clear message that the man upstairs, John Middleton, who put all this money into all these signings that they did, and he gave Matt Klentak a lot of power to bring in his own manager, his own hitting coach, his own pitching coach, and two-thirds of them at least are failing. The hitting coach is already gone. The pitching coach has been failing all season long. At least two-thirds we know are failing. And Matt Klentak appointed those guys. So John Middleton sent a message saying, listen, I'm getting rid of your guy and I'm bringing my guy in.
Yeah.
What do you think this does for the players behind the bat?
Oh, we'll see. I mean,
yeah. I mean, that's the tough thing.
That's why I don't want to be a wet blanket.
Yeah, there's 43 games left or 44 games, whatever it is. And, you know, how much can Charlie accomplish with so much season already done? And, you know, can you implement a new strategy at the plate with 40 games left after, you know, a year for some players, 2 years for other, of it having it beat into your head to have a certain approach at the plate? You can't expect like them to just go, okay, let me think differently and perform at the plate in a totally different fashion the way Charlie would approach hitting. So look, temper your expectations on a quick turnaround. But the thing is if you're a guy that wants change in the organization because of how things went this year, and even though I'm making the case that it's not Gabe's fault as much as it is Klentak's, this move to me is more of an indictment on Klentak than Gabe.
I got one more statement, one more question, if y'all don't mind. I'm one of the few people that actually still do believe that the Phillies will be a wild card this year and make it to the playoffs. I just think there's too much talent that, honestly, with only 40 games left, just hasn't been brought out yet. So I do think that this move will affect the players in a positive way. I don't think they're going to make any noise in the playoffs, but I do think they're going to make the playoffs this year.
Okay.
And my final question, may I represent Northeast Philadelphia as an official chapter member?
Of course, of course. Karate Mark, you are a charter chapter member. No question about
it. Guys.
All right, man.
Y'all are back.
There he is, United Nations of Eagles fans, Karate Mark, a charter chapter.
See,
member.
I told you. Yep. I said at the beginning of the show, I guarantee you this move brings back hope for people.
It does, and I get why, because you felt hopeless, so any change helps. Couple that with the fact that it's Charlie, who was the last guy to bring a title for the Phillies in this town back in 08, and the great run and everything that went on when he was the manager. But you know, you look at the situation. Okay, they're two games back in the wild card now. Are they going to be able to make... It's only two games. It's not a lot. There is 43 games left. So there is a lot of runway here still to deal with. But can they make up two games on the Nationals, the Cardinals, and leapfrog the Brewers are a half game up on the Phillies?
The Nationals, I don't think so, because I think that rotation is just too good. The Cardinals, I've been saying it all year, I think they're an okay team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have these problems that the Phillies are having, like how their star players can't put things together. But then again, the Phillies do have these star players, and once they figure it out, and who knows, maybe Charlie Manuel does help that a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if they're just going to flip a switch and all of a sudden they're going to be great again. I'm not the biggest fan of this Cardinals team. The Brewers, they don't have good starting pitching, and their offense, just like the Phillies' offense.
They got a good bullpen.
Yeah, but their offense has underperformed just like the Phillies. Even with Yelich hitting 40 home runs, the rest of that offense has underperformed. The Mets are still a dangerous team. Jeff McNeil, one of their best players, is actually going on the injured list right now, so I don't wish injury upon anyone, but that is a good thing for the Phillies. Yep. He's their leadoff guy, so they're going to lose him for some time.
And their record mirrors each other.
Yeah, and the Phillies can still make the playoffs. There is still a chance, and that's why I keep on bringing it up. It's just hard to get all excited when you've seen the same thing happen over and over again this year. They had a nice win yesterday. They could lose by 10 runs tonight.
Yeah.
It's happened all year.
Think about Matt Klentak, because he said this was collaborative, blah, 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 blah. And your boss, the owner of the company, if you're a high-level manager in a company, and your boss basically dictates, the guy that you have in place that you haven't moved on your own all season long with it not working, now I'm stepping in and forcing that guy out. And not only that, but I'm bringing in a fan favorite in Charlie, who's available, who I just watched the game with last week, by the way, and we had a long conversation. And I'm looking at that. If I'm the general manager, I'm going, I just lost a huge foothold.
Oh, yeah.
I just lost a huge foothold of support.
Well, that's why he looked like he had 50-pound sandbags under his eyes yesterday.
Yeah.
The guy looks like he hasn't slept in months.
Yeah.
I think he is. I don't think his job's in jeopardy, but I think it is a signal that's being sent. He signed a 3-year extension. Does John Middleton just cut bait and buy him out? Who knows? I doubt it.
Yeah. Well, if money's not the issue, then that shouldn't be the reason why. And look, a high-level manager or owner knows when there's a mistake. The top of the class best owners and managers aren't the ones that, as soon as they know it's a mistake, they make a move. They don't care about the financial part of it. They just know that it's the wrong guy leading this organization, then we have to change it now. And as soon as you realize that as an owner or a general manager or whatever, and you're willing to go, hey, I made a mistake, I hired the wrong guy, and get rid of him, kind of like Jeff Lurie did with Chip when he had had enough and just said, you know, I'm done. I can't let this happen to my organization. I got to get rid of him. I don't care if I owe more money. It doesn't matter. If that's how John Middleton feels, so much so that he had to usurp him, and he did, Matt Klentak, what does that mean for Klentak going forward? And then the trickle down to that, well, trickle up, one, where's McPhail stand on this equation?
Right.
I'm sure Middleton didn't like hearing it. As Jason Stark said, we'll play the cut coming up again. As Jason Stark said, Middleton has been very vocal and not happy. If that's the case, he can't like hearing McPhail say, well, if we get in, we get in. If we do, we do. If we do win, we win. If we don't, we don't. Like, he can't, that can't be acceptable to him. And then take it a step further, if Klentak's not on firm footing, then where does Gabe Kapler stand?
Right, because that's Klentak's boy.
Yeah.
It's Gabe Kapler.
This is a pivotal time for the Phillies right now. It really is. And I made the case earlier, and I'll restate the case, Andrew, that Gabe Kapler, while everybody, it's easy to say fire the coach, fire the manager, he's not the biggest problem, because the general manager hasn't given him the tools to succeed. And until you do that, look, he hasn't been perfect. He's made mistakes, no doubt about it. But when you give him a starting rotation that Klentak's given him, a bullpen that Klentak's given him, what manager is going to win with that? 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. Anthony off, Andrew in, bestowing his baseball show, baseball knowledge, and doing a fine job. 610-632-0975. Back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic. I tell about Winter Nation because in the summer, it gets hot, as we know. That's what happens here. The relief's on the way. But in the meantime, that summer heat's causing your old leaky windows to produce unnecessarily high energy bills. Same thing's going to happen in the winter. You got to keep the heat in. It also allows damaging UV rays to fade your valuables and make your windows even less effective. So listen up. While the kids maybe have another week or so at camp or you're taking vacation, my friends at Window Nation, the ones with more than 80,000 satisfied customers, including me, and an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, they have extra capacity right now and have to keep the factory busy and the installers working. So that means a deal for you. You buy one window, you get one free. No minimum or maximum purchase required on all styles of windows, plus no down payment, no payment of any kind, and no interest for a full 2 years, 24 months. So buy now, start saving now, and literally pay nothing for 2 years. Trust the window company I trust. Visit windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION. You'll get one free window for every window you buy. Plus, again, no down payment, no payments of any kind, and no interest for 2 full years, 24 months. So visit windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION and tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly delis, visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Anthony off today. Andrew sitting in, 610-632-0975. We've been kicking around a couple of things today, including obviously the appointing of Charlie Manuel as the hitting coach for the Phillies, a little Eagles conversation, and the Facebook dilemma for the United Nations of Eagles fans. And I got to give this guy credit. I'm not going to use his name when we bring him on, but he is, I'm told, the guy that I had the back and forth with on Facebook. So let's go to him right now. He joins us on the Fanatic. What's up? I'll just call you Jay. How's that?
What's up, dude? What's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right. So you and I had a bit of a back and forth on the United Nations of Eagles fans page. And I just brought it up today. I didn't want to expose your name or anything. I didn't think that'd be fair because you didn't sign up for that when you joined the page. But I just wanted to bring up this situation and kind of ask people that are the members of the page how I should handle it. Because, again, it's not my page. I created it, but it's not my page. So what are you thinking here?
I don't really care, to be honest with you. I didn't think it was that big a deal. What I said, it was a joke. And, you know, you came at me for whatever reason.
Well, I said something, and some coarse language, and I just said classy, and that's where we kind of stepped off.
What are you, the Facebook police? Were you going to report me? Like,
I didn't report you.
You what?
I didn't report you. No,
I know.
I'm not the Facebook police.
It wasn't that big of a deal to be like, oh, that's classy. Like, you
I don't do that on social media. I don't kind of put that out there.
You don't say anything out of line ever. You don't ever, like, just, you know, you don't blur things out and just like, oh, that was funny. And then maybe like, oh, maybe it wasn't that funny.
No. Doing what I do, brother, I got to be careful, obviously. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I have to always be cognizant of that, no matter, even if I think it's funny that it may be taken the wrong way. And I wasn't even like crawling up your keister, but I just said classy. And that's where it escalated from there when you said, oh, I got more class than you.
Then you backed me in a corner and I got to reply. How did I back you in a corner? Anything.
How did I back you in a corner?
Well, you're just coming at me like, oh yeah, that's classy. You got a picture with your kids. What does that have to do with anything?
No, that. Well, I said you said that's funny coming from you, and I said
nothing to do with anything.
Okay, I mean, to me, where it really escalated is when you said, "Why don't we meet up and kind of handle this like men?" I'll show you, I'm not a keyboard tough guy.
Exactly. Either am I. That's why I called you like a man. You know, you're the one that went on the station and saying stuff like, if you.
Well, you did it on a public Facebook page.
But it's not that big a deal.
I didn't make that big of a deal out of it. I'm asking the people. Because then you went after some people that are on the page. And you called him a nerd for wearing a jersey, and you're being combative with everybody.
If somebody's going to say something to me, I'm going right back at you. That's just how it's going to be.
Okay, I get that, John. But you're on a fan page for the Eagles, and you're telling guy that you're wearing a jersey. You're a nerd.
I see you're a grown man wearing a jersey. What grown man wears a jersey?
All over that Facebook page, and when I go to that stadium, I see a ton of them, brother.
I would never wear another man's jersey ever.
Okay, that's your prerogative. But what I'm saying, well, here's what I'm saying, is you're being a bit of a D.
You think?
No, I know.
Really?
Yeah, dude, you're being combative for no reason. Like, everybody's there just kind of hanging out and talking about stuff, and you just go with this negative thing. It's like we're in high school, and you're like the seventh grade bully. I'm just telling you how it's perceived, brother.
I actually think it's the total opposite. I think I'm getting bullied.
Dude, you're the one that's inciting everybody.
But if somebody said something to me, what am I supposed to do? Be like,
are you an adult?
Absolutely.
Do you have control of your own actions?
Absolutely.
It doesn't look like it by the way you handled this situation.
But you're the one that got into my stuff.
Dude, you posted on the page. I'm the admin of the page.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot. You're Mark Zuckerberg. I forgot.
Dude, you'll never get it, man. You'll never get it, John.
You don't just get into somebody's business. It had nothing to do with you. Wasn't that
John, it's the page that I run. I'm the admin for the page. And you put something out there, I'd rather do something to myself.
You know that's funny. You know it's funny. You definitely laughed at it, like when I first said it.
No, my reaction was, well, that's classy.
Oh, that's classy.
Which is why I just responded and said, classy.
Listen,
you'll never get it, man. You're going to go through your life as a Neanderthal, John. And I wish
you. Neanderthal.
Dude, you are. Dude, you think you can settle all your disputes by challenging people to a fight and calling them nerd?
Did I say anything about a fight? I didn't say anything about a fight.
Oh, you don't? You said, why don't we get together in person and we get to see how much of a keyboard warrior I am. And I said to you, what did I say to you? What, do you want to meet after gym class? Don't try that. Dude, John, it's lame, brother. It's lame.
No, it's lame. You're lame.
Okay.
You're lame.
I am lame. Okay. I admit it. Yeah, sorry, I don't like to fight after gym class anymore at 47 years old.
Anthony carries you.
He does?
And, you know, you're just trying to...
There he goes again. Insults. Dude, you're a mental midget. You are part of what's wrong with society. I feel bad that you're raising kids and you're putting stuff like this on social media.
Your beard is what's wrong with society.
I am?
Your beard is what's wrong with society.
Oh, another good dig. Let's keep going, John. What else you got?
But that's the truth. Don't say something.
My beard is what's wrong with society. Boy, I tell you, not only are you an idiot, but you're really funny and witty.
Am I? I think I actually thought I was pretty funny. When every time somebody said something to me, I thought I was pretty hilarious.
Well, that makes one of you.
Okay.
I'll give you credit for two things. First and foremost, the fact that you called. I do appreciate that. You stood by it, and that's cool. And the other thing is... No. Dude, you are who you are. You're comfortable being that. I'm not comfortable being around people like that.
I would never be comfortable being near you. Like, me and you would never be friends. I would never want to even hang out
with you. Okay. All right. So should I just ban you from the page, or do you just want to leave it on your own?
What?
Because nobody on the page thinks you're funny.
Oh, no. They don't?
No, they don't.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I seriously hope that you can, like, take some inventory and realize that you're raising kids and that this, like, this social media behavior, like, this tough guy thing.
So you can get based on my personality, just off one page.
Oh, dude, you've done enough in the 5 minutes you've been on the phone, brother. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. You've done that all on your own. I'm not doing a psychological profile on you. You're giving it out. I mean, it's pathetic.
You going to shave your beard now?
Oh, yeah. Well, he said that my beard is part of the problem with society. What an absolute disgrace.
I told you to get rid of him.
Oh, I told you
right away.
I'm trying. At 10 o'clock. Look, it's I'm the admin of the page. You are as well. You should be stepping in here, for goodness sake.
I don't go on Facebook.
I know. I know why.
I went on Facebook just to agree to be in it.
Oh, my God.
I have 1,000 notifications, like, thanks to you.
That kind of guy is like... The poster child for social media D-bag. That is it right there.
Yes.
Case in point. Those are the people that are a problem with this site. See, he thinks it's funny and he's witty. He doesn't realize how much of an idiot he looks like.
Do you need more people to respond to your question?
Goodness. Eric in New Jersey's on the fanatic. What's up, B? Eric's not ready.
Here we go. Now Jason's pissed off.
Bill in Fishtown's on the fanatic. What's up, Billy? Billy? Bill, you're on the air. Let's go, Bill. Bill's not ready. Let's go to Mike in Charleston on the fanatic. Mike.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Martinez?
What up, brother?
What up? Hey, I know it's not going to be a great game tomorrow, but my son, someone gave him 2 tickets to the game tomorrow. In Jacksonville, so we're going to buzz down there tomorrow at noon. I've never been to a football game before to see the Eagles, so a little disappointed. Probably won't see any starters, but he turned 21 yesterday, so we're going to just go down and watch a game, drink some beers, and...
Are you going to wear a jersey?
And come back. Yes, I'm going to wear a jersey.
Oh, well, you're a nerd if you do that, according to John Alice.
Excuse John.
Oh, he is hilarious.
He's going to wear a jersey, and... it should be fun, but yeah, a little disappointed, but you know, it's still an Eagles game. Trying to find some Eagle fans down there to hook up with, and but it'll be fun.
Yeah, dude, it'll be cool because, you know, you're just going to congregate with other Eagle fans will be there, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah, it's only like a, you know, just a couple hours away, and so anyway, I'll give you a report on Friday, but won't be much to report about, but
no, but you might get to see some, you know, you get to see a guy like Miles Sanders play, or you get to see some wide receivers that you know, the game of Goddard, or some guys on the defensive side of the ball.
I guess you're true. So is it, if we get there early, you know, are you allowed to go close to the field to watch him?
I'm not sure on that. I don't know what the rules are down there. So yeah. I'm not positive, man. But enjoy the game, brother.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, man. Wear that jersey. All right, wear the jersey.
Heck yeah, man.
Nerd. Right. Yeah.
Wear
the jersey. People are like combing through his Facebook page now, and somebody, my buddy Andrew, posts a picture of him, and he's got like a sideways hat on. He goes, wearing a jersey or wearing a sideways hat? Oh, my God.
I don't get that. I'll never wear another man's jersey.
Oh, come on. I love it. He's too good for that. Meanwhile, he's got pictures on there of like him and like stalking Mike Trout at an Eagles game. He's not a fanboy. Eric in New Jersey's on the Fanatic. What's up, B?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Yo, great show as always. Couple concerns, I guess, with the linebackers. Can we get some depth from somewhere? I know cuts are coming up, but this is a little eerie. What do you think?
Well, it's definitely not a strength. We brought that up a couple of times. Yeah, we got to see like kind of how this plays out. You're right. If some cuts happen and there's a guy out there that Howie and Jim Schwartz go, hey, this guy could fit our system. He could help us out. Nate Gary's not good enough or whatever it might be. So yeah, that could happen. I expect that they'll probably add a linebacker at some point. But
definitely need to.
But is it going to be a guy that's like an all pro? Probably not.
No, definitely. I probably wouldn't look for that really right this time. But trying to get the Fan Fest, man, because I took my brother last year. We had such a blast. We met a couple dudes. We actually went out to the Winter Classic together. So we're actually going to Miami for the Eagles of Miami in December.
Oh, you going down to South Beach? Nice.
Yeah, man. Got to get it in, bro.
All right, you going to wear a jersey when you go down?
Oh, bro, you know, guys represent, man. I don't know what that clown was talking about, but life's too short not to.
I love it, man. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get you a pair of tickets. All right, Eric?
Appreciate that, bro. You have a great day.
All right, man. We'll see you at Fan Fest coming up in a couple weeks. Bill in Fishtown's on the Fanatic. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Jay. What's up, bud?
What's going on, man?
Jay, you got a unique thing going with your job because, A, you get a lot of bull crap on social media for whatever.
Yeah.
And people have the freedom to say what they want. You got to kind of be like tight. You got to watch what you say. Other people don't. But you also have the other side of the coin where you can call somebody out and be like, look, why don't we talk about it on my show? Because I would love to be able to call out half the people that I get into it with on social media, especially like this clown that you just had on there. You know, he didn't know what to do, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, in one respect, it's like you can't really say too much because, you know, you're held to a higher standard than most people, and they can say whatever they want. But on the other hand, you have a platform to where you can be like, hey, if you want to air it out, this is the time I'm on, call, and we'll get you on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, too, Bill, is like, look, if you want to act, it's public. Facebook's public. You know, you're posting things on a public forum. If you're going to post it on a public forum and I decide to bring it out on the air, especially if you do it on a page that I created, then don't complain about it. If you put it on there, then stand by it. And he did. I give him a credit. John stood by it and stood by what he said on there, and he thought it was funny. And, you know, we disagree on that. I don't think it's funny. I think that, you know, that kind of behavior, the way he acts while raising kids is certainly the wrong way to set a good example in a social media world.
Well, you know, I don't know. I know you're I'm 41. You're a couple years older than me. But I can remember growing up where you didn't say something to somebody unless you were going to pay the consequences. These kids today can say whatever they want.
Yep.
And they're not going to pay the consequences. What was the name of the page again?
It's the United Nations of Eagles Fans.
That's right. Okay. And, you know, it's a lot of people today, they just say what they want, especially with a guy like you, because they know that you're kind of, I don't want to say censored, but you're held to a higher standard. You can't say certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know how you do it, you know, with wives and family, you know, I mean, it's,
Yeah, look, it comes with the turf. You got to. Thanks for the call, Bill. Yeah, it comes with the turf. You know, you got to be a little bit more careful. There's are there times when I want to unload on a guy on social media? Absolutely.
Yes.
And there's probably a lot of tweets that I've or posts that I've put in the chamber and decided not to post. You know what I mean? And there's something sometimes you do and you regret it. But you got to be careful. Like if I was an employer of a company and I'm hiring a guy, when I was in management, I did this all the time. If there was a potential employee I was looking at, I looked at all of his social media.
Oh yeah.
You know, is he trashing the company that he worked for before? Is he responsible to represent my company? And if I see stuff like that, I go, that tells me a little bit about their character.
Is he trashing the company that he's trying to apply for?
Yeah.
Has seen he that done before that? Too.
Yeah, exactly. And you just, like, I look at all that stuff and go, like, I'm hiring a guy, so if I'm going to make the decision to hire a guy, I'm vouching for him. And sometimes that's scary. So I'll look at that and go, hey, because if I hire this guy and he turns out to light everything on fire that he walks over, then I'm like, my boss is going to me, why'd you hire this guy? Well, you got to do your due diligence. You look at that stuff. And if I see those kind of character traits, I'm probably not going to sanction the hire. That's just what I would do. Kenny in Jersey's on the Fanatic. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? I had to call after that caller, man. I don't like none of the teams that you guys cover, but I listen to the show like every day. I went back and forth with you guys, man. It's all in fun. Mm-hmm. It's all entertainment. But what that guy was doing, man, is like a microcosm of society where classless is becoming acceptable. It's funny. And it's not funny. You know, it's not funny to be classless. You know what I mean? We just got to hold on to our class, man, even in sports. You know, we got to hold on to that because we're losing it, man. And being classless and being casual and all that is starting to become acceptable.
Yeah, we're devolving into a society that's even worse. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, man. And look, like I said, me and you have went back and forth. I'm sure y'all call me Cowboy Kenny because I'm a Cowboy fan. I mean, it's all in entertainment, brother. We don't want to sit here and degrade one another or challenge somebody to a fight. I mean, I could sit up here and challenge you to a fight right now, but I could be 5'6", 120 pounds in this fight. You know, but I can really sound tough over the radio or behind a keyboard. You know,
yeah.
So... You know, I wouldn't pay no attention to them kind of guys, man. I mean, I don't know what y'all had going on. I just caught part of it. But I really didn't like the way that guy was, you know, that he was coming at you. Like he was, you know, he was totally classless, and I'm just tired of that being acceptable in society today.
Yeah. Yeah, look, everybody gets, if you put out a dumb opinion or something, or people disagree, or you put out some stupid hot take, you're going to get it. You're going to catch the rash, no doubt about it. But that to me was just out of nowhere, unsolicited, and then just kept doubling down on what I would, I guess, deem as undesirable behavior, behavior.
Man, look, I'm a Cowboy fan, and you have went in on me. Me and you went back and forth.
Sure.
And you told me how easy it was. It's like this is your job, right? I drive a truck for a living. So me battling you over the radio is like fighting a shark in the water. But I still call, man, because it's all in fun. You know what I mean? So, if you keep doing what you're doing, brother, and if you get rid of guys like that, man, and then we all keep having fun, even guys like me who don't follow none of the teams that you guys cover.
Yeah, but there's a respect and a dialogue that's back and forth. Thanks for the call, Kenny. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in, Andrew. A couple open lines. And coming up top of the hour, bring the heat. I guess it's a day of celebration on the Bring the Heat line because Charlie's back.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Hey.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it because I'm in the big chair today.
Yeah. All right. Well, so we'll see what happens on the Bring the Heat line coming up at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. It is the Midday Show. That's Andrew in for Anthony on this Wednesday. Mike, you miss on a General Knowledge Wednesday coming up. Also, we'll be back to get to your phone calls. Stay tuned. 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about my friends at Window Nation. The intense summer heat's back, causing your old leaky windows to produce unnecessarily high energy bills, allowing damaging UV rays. They fade your valuables and make your windows even less effective. Well, if that's the case, listen up. Because you got to save your money. Maybe your kid's got a couple weeks of camp left, maybe one more vacation in before school begins again. Well, my trusted friends at Window Nation, the ones with more than 80,000 satisfied customers, including me, and the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, well, they got extra capacity right now, which means deals for you. They got to keep the factory busy and the installers working, so You can get one window for every window you buy. One free for every window you buy. No minimum or maximum purchase required on all styles of windows. And how about this? No down payment, no payment of any kind, and no interest for a full 2 years, 24 months. So if you buy now, you'll start saving now and literally pay nothing for 2 years. Trust the window company I trust. Visit WindowNation.com or call 866-90-NATION and you'll get one free window for every window you buy. Plus, again, no down payment, no payments of any kind, and no interest for 24 months. So call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So damn proud.
It's ridiculous. It is the midday show, 97.5 The Fanatic. 8 minutes from now. Well, it'll bring the heat, Andrew.
You need your house painted?
No, don't go there.
What? No, I'm just asking. You're doing all this basement work?
No, I do have some painting to do. I'm going to do over the last week of the summer.
I got a couple companies for you.
Yeah. The ledge work. Get out the old painter's tape. I've done enough of that for now. But I got some things. I have some projects at the end of the summer I'm going to take care of. Tee it up for the fall. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. I think my hand is kind of forced here. I guess I got a band, John.
Yeah, he didn't come off much better on the air.
Yeah, my buddy texts me, Andrew, and he goes, well, you can just tell he's dumb by talking to him. He's just a stupid human being with a low IQ. And he goes, you know the saying, you can't argue with stupid. That conversation was textbook of that conversation.
He reproduced
that
too.
Statement. Man. Well, I'm glad we solved one issue. My beard is the problem with society. I'll be home today with my Bic. I'll take it off.
I'm going to shave
today.
See if
I can fix society by shaving this.
When's the last time you went clean shave? It was a while.
It's been about, but
you used to do it every once in a while?
Yeah.
Like when you were still with Mike?
Yeah.
But I don't think you've done it since midday started.
No, probably not. I'll probably shave it at some point. Just come in one day, baby-faced.
Well, yeah, and you don't tell anybody.
No, just happens. You know, you try and trim it up or something, you catch a little too much on one side, you go, I just got to start over. And you just shave it and grow it again. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Horsham and talk to Guy on the Fanatic. What's up, Guy?
Hey, Jason. What's going on, bud?
How you doing, man?
Man, that John guy, man. Woo! What a piece of work. You handled that well, man. Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to understand, like what's the motivation in acting that way. But, look, it's social media, man. It's a shame, but... You know, I think the whole social media thing apparently was started to bring people together, and all it's done is probably divide us more.
Yeah, no doubt. I just had a question about, like, you know, Franco being thrown down at AAA and all. I'm not a Franco fan or nothing, but, like, should we bring him back? Wouldn't the trade value go up on him if we bring him back or just leave him down there? Or I don't understand, like, how that would work.
He's got nothing left. He's got no trade value left. The Phillies, I spoke with Jim Salisbury. He joins the baseball show every Tuesday. He said they did have an offer on the table before the season even started, and the Phillies didn't like it. Like, another team had the offer on the table, and the Phillies didn't like it. They decide to keep him. Then they decide to not trade him before the deadline, and then they sent him down.
Then they sent him down, which made no sense.
So he's got nothing left.
Oh.
See, I think that he would be an intriguing guy for another team. Like, they may look at, because you know how other general managers and coaches think? They go, well, he's got some skills, so if I can get my hands on him, I can fix him.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking, like, maybe put him and Hernandez together and shoot for something, I don't know, shoot for, like, a maybe nice third baseman. I don't know if there's anybody out there, but somebody good. And then,
well, you got Boehm on the way.
See, but at the same time, saying, I'll package Franco and Hernandez, you got to ask yourself, what does that general manager want out of them? That's like trying to trade Jahlil Okafor. It's like trying to trade Michael Kendricks.
Yeah.
Just because you don't want them doesn't mean the other teams do.
Yeah, there's a guy on the other side that watches, you know, knows how they play and goes, yeah, they're trying to empty the garbage bin on me here.
Yeah, I guess. I hear you. I think I just want to get Cherry a second. I mean, I know Utley, but I think he'd be so much better there. I think third base is a stretch for him. You know, it's just like, I don't know. He's like, I agree with you, Guy.
I think you got to put him in second, and he goes to the ballpark every day and knows that he's playing second. To me, adding that variable of, oh, one day you're in the outfield, one day you're third, one day you're at second, one day I'm not playing. For a young player, he just wants to get into a groove. And what do? You quiet his brain down by every day he comes to the park and he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, I think next season is when you see him play second base every day. Mm-hmm. At least I hope. But Hernandez, at the same time, he has the most hits on your team.
Yeah. He's still leading them in average, too, isn't he? Like 278?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, right at this point, you're looking at Cesar Hernandez, and I get why people are upset that he's the everyday second baseman and not Scott Kingery, but he's actually been one of your more productive offensive players all season long, and he's second in batting average. Segura is number one.
Yeah, he's
284.
Yeah, 283 for Cesar. Yeah, I think you're probably right. Next year's the year that they lock him in as the second baseman.
Probably.
And Charlie's the manager.
Yeah, here we go.
Think that any chance that happens?
Any chance?
They blitz Gabe and they put Charlie back in as the manager?
Only if there's nobody else out there that they think is the guy.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Bring in Tomy to work on the staff. Who's he working for now?
MLB Network. Jim Tomy. He's out there.
Yeah. Bring him in.
So is Joe Girardi.
Yeah. Girardi's an analytics guy, though, too.
I know. He's but also he's a baseball man.
Yeah. And he's not as beholden.
Yeah.
And he eats his ice cream.
Yes, that's the best part.
Vinny and Hamilton's on the Fanatic. Hey, Vin.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Hey, I had this call and you had that guy John calling in just like everybody else. I think what triggered me was I'm a teacher, so when I heard him say he had kids, I was like, you got to be kidding me. At first, I thought it was like a young kid that was just calling, just being like a Joe Schmo, but I love that you kind of just called him out about being the big bully thing because that's exactly what it sounded like to him, like the type of personality. Like, you knew exactly what you were getting into 2 minutes talking to that guy.
Yeah, and for some reason, I was trying to change him then. It wasn't going to work.
No, and I see it as a teacher, too. You get some of these kids sometimes, and then you meet the parents, and you're like, oh, go figure. You see how they are.
You know? Yeah, I mean, you're setting an example, and if you want to be like that guy on social media, and, like, the social media thing ain't going away, you know?
No. Yeah, and I teach, you know, I talk a lot about social media. I teach peer leaders in school, so we talk a lot about social influences like that. But I have two little girls. So when I sat there and listened to this guy, I was like, you know, talking about the jerseys. I'm like, this guy's lost his mind.
Yeah. Gotcha. I mean, go to the Lincoln Financial Field for the Eagles Redskins. There's going to be, what is there, 65,000 that holds 70,000?
Yeah.
And there's going to be 63,000 jerseys there.
Yeah,
of adults.
You're going to go to Philly game and not see anyone wearing a Bryce Harper jersey.
Yeah,
like,
come on.
But
that's just an insecurity.
Are you talking Phillies or Eagles?
Whatever you want, brother.
I was actually talking about Phillies. I was just thinking, you know, going off what you're talking about with the manager. I know it's been hard for me to watch Kapler this year. Like, I'm not one to say fire the coach, but I just got to say I'm 34, and a lot of the Philly teams that I like, you know, like you just saw the club. Something with that locker room, like it's just not gelling. Like the personalities, and I don't know if it's Kapler. Like it's just, I don't think Kapler's a good mix for that. It's just, I don't know. Like it's just not working right now. And that some change needs to happen. Like if they go into next year with the same crew up top and the manager, like something's going on. Like what, you can't keep that going. So there's got to be a change. I understand what they did with Charlie Manuel. I think it's a great idea. I don't think any Phillies fan would argue that. But they got to do something for next year, man. It's hard to watch right now.
Well, they got
to
go into this season, Vin. Thanks for the call. Yeah. They got to go into the season with a much improved pitching staff. They need at least three starters, Andrew.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.